The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy and this is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Today we're going to hear from Sarah Behrman and Nat Panagari as well, ahead of Lightning's opening fixtures against Bath and Wasps. Sarah, very much a different pre-season. Have you been impressed with everybody's attitude overall, just to get on with things?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've learned so much more about players this pre-season than previously because, you know, we've been more involved in their lives. You know, like Nat said, I think usually you turn up and you train and you see what players are putting out and then they go home and you repeat. Whereas this pre-season, it's a lot of online stuff. You know, we've kind of made a conscious effort to try and get to know each other and check in on people and things like that. So I think as a squad, we're more connected. And I think I've been impressed by the willingness of everyone to just commit and kind of continue in uncertain times and work hard for each other and make sure that, you know, when it's come to it now, when we've got a season, we're in the best possible place for it.
Was player fitness ever a concern, given the fact that everybody was realistically doing their own thing and maybe lifting tins of beans and that kind of thing until you all get back together?
I don't think it was a concern. I think we always felt like we were going to have long enough that, you know, whatever fitness was lost, we'd have time to get it back. And I think the girls kind of did enough on their own. Some of them came back in incredible shape. Some of them, like, just kind of got through it, and that was fine because we always knew that pre-season wise we were going to have enough time to do what we wanted and get people in the right kind of shape physically and mentally. And it's been hard because even now, you know, the girls go into the gym and there's no one around, and that's different to the normal scenario you're in. But I think it's been a great time in terms of, you know, I guess testing people's character and testing people's resilience, and most of the girls, you know, will be better for it.
We don't know how things are going to evolve over the season. I mean, you yourself could have changes into your match day 15. Have you got maybe ideas of combos and changes in your head? You certainly won't tell us, but are there thoughts there?
I mean, I've got thoughts for this weekend. Every time I make plans beyond like a week or two, something happens. So I've scrapped that now. We just go week by week, and you know, we'll get through this weekend, and then we'll assess injuries and COVID tests and everything else next week, and make a plan for next week. But I think the pleasing thing from preseason is that we've put lots of combos out in preseason games, and we've tried every member of our squad in pressure situations. So we're kind of trying to contingency plan for every scenario, and we won't. We know that things will hit us in the season that we've not planned for, but we're trying to put every player in the best possible position so that when they're needed, and they will be needed, that they're ready.
Hopefully the league format this way around is just a one-off. So what kind of challenges has it posed for you and the rest of the team, and any thoughts of the format?
I mean, like, challenges-wise, we've obviously got double-headers in there, which are tough on players physically. Also, the travel of pretty much every game being an away game is different. We're fortunate in some ways that Wakefield isn't that far for us. You know, if you're at Bath or Dragons, you're in a much tougher situation. But I think you've also got to look at the positives of it in terms of we wouldn't be able to have every game broadcast if it was all over the country. So this is actually a huge opportunity for the league as well. And whilst the central venue is hard on teams and players, it's great for media coverage, and I actually don't mind it. So we'll see how it works. Hopefully, you know, we'll enjoy Wakefield and we'll enjoy the arena, and it'll kind of become home for us. But it is a huge opportunity just to get the sport seen a bit more.
Quick aside, sorry, Netball Nation's not coming back for the minute.
That's all right.
Nat, All-Star Games, what was that like, having no crowd there and just having that pumped-in crowd? Bit unusual, or were you in that zone?
It was a little bit unusual, I'm not going to lie, at first. We had a few training sessions where we got used to it and the noise. And to be honest, at one point, at a play, it was the only thing I could actually hear on the court. Like, we couldn't even hear the coaches. We couldn't even hear each other talking to each other. So I thought, is it going to work? But actually, when it became game day and you're out on the court, you couldn't really hear it as much. You, I mean, you're so focused, you've got that adrenaline. It was kind of nice actually to have something else going on. So I think they did really well to kind of create that for us as players and hopefully the fans back at home. I'm not sure actually how it turned out on broadcast and on the telly, but yeah, it took a little bit to get used to, but I think it was nice having kind of that noise and kind of getting that adrenaline a little bit from somewhere else.
The addition of rhinos, much needed?
Yeah, definitely. I think being based obviously in Yorkshire University for a while is absolutely gutted, and that region lost a franchise, and they're massive for it up there. I think the likes of kind of that Manchester area, Leeds, it is huge. Sport is massive. The fans are incredible. They're hungry for it. So I'm so excited for them to get back out again. I think we need kind of a Leeds team up there, and like Sara said, they've got unbelievable calibre of players now, and they're going to want to step up and put their mark on this league this year.
Did Dan give you a ring to see if you wanted to come over?
Oh, I'm not sure I can discuss that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't answer that. It'll just be another game, won't it?
Oh, yeah, for me, obviously, I kind of know a lot of the girls as well. I think there's quite a few ex-Lightning players that have moved up there. So I'm not going to lie, I think there's definitely going to be a big rivalry there. For us, it was a good pre-season game for us, kind of see where they were at. But I have no arguments. It's going to be an even better fixture. I think the Manchester Thunder Rhinos game will be definitely one to watch for the fans as well.
And we've seen as well, you're going to be involved with the half-term camps as well. That's always really special just to give something back.
Yeah, definitely as a player, we want to kind of be out for the community. Normally, obviously, we would be seeing all the girls and, being able to kind of have some skills with them face-to-face. But I think it's great that Lightning have put these on for people just to access. So we've got quite a few going on. I think there's loads throughout the week that people can still see us and do some coaching on Zoom. Obviously, it isn't ideal being online, but for the girls just to still have a little taste for us and to have that connection, we need to do that for the community. So I'm looking forward to it next week.
And the thing is as well, Sky's amazing deal. It's just to the Perry getting the game out there to even more so that they can get involved and get a spark and interest.
Yeah, they can feel that connection as well. Like we said, it's huge for every game to see new faces, to see the athletes, to see us putting the sport out there the best we can. And we need to definitely put on a show, like Sara said, and make sure it's one of the best seasons that anyone's been able to watch. So I'm so excited for all of the games now, obviously, not just one. They can watch it all, and hopefully there'll be closer games this season and you won't be able to tell who's going to win. And also, who doesn't love an underdog game as well? So I'm excited for it. I can't wait. I'm excited. Sat there with my tea.
It starts tomorrow night, 4:45, Dragons v Pulse on Sky. Then at 6:45, Sirens v Thunder. 8:45 is the really good Black Roses documentary. All the games live on Sky across the season. Can't wait. Keep an eye out for the podcast tomorrow as we bring you our season previews. And our DMs are open as well at The Netball Show.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.